guest analyst this afternoon, Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson. Brad, we had another down day in the grain market. The livestock market did see a little bit of a turnaround here today.
Yeah, we finally got an update in those cattle. It's been a wild trade in this cattle, limit up, limit down every other day. So we did see a 70 cents to a buck and a half put on these cattle today on the front end anyway. Grains, I saw new lows in the corn market here for the move down. The Kansas City wheat was kind of interesting too. It was down hard earlier and went right to the 100-day moving average and bounced off that and ended up only closing 4 or 5 down there. Weather, some of those dry areas in Russia, Ukraine will see a little bit of rain, but the question is how much and how dry, really dry, are they? They had some pretty dry, warm winter, too, and then they got cold here, too. There's probably some frost damage done. I did see pictures of some plants cut open with frost around the head and the boot of the wheat plant down there. Although the wheat did look, for the most part, except in that southwest corner of Kansas and the panhandles of Oklahoma and Texas, did look pretty good on my way back here last weekend. Otherwise, looks like the rain deficits will continue to build as we go into May in that U.S. winter wheat area. So that's something that needs to be watched also.
That, and if we can maybe try to trim back some corn acres or something somehow, huh?
Yeah, there's going to be prevented plant, I think, again this year, but probably in that 2 to 3 million acres instead of 12 to 13 or whatever the number was last year. Most of that area that was flooded looked pretty decent, along the Missouri River, Omaha, and East Omaha, and through Iowa and southern South Dakota looked like it was, coming along pretty good. So I don't think it's going to be a super late spring and lots of PP, but there'll be isolated areas of it.
Livestock side of things, anything there?
Well, again, the cash trade is anybody's guess, but we'll see what rolls out here Thursday or Friday here for cash sales, but we are in the last days of these April cattle, and there could be some deliveries, so we'll see where the cash trades there. Otherwise, the slaughter plants, depends how long they're going to be closed for cleaning and reorganization, and we are pretty current with these cattle, so if they're just, idle for a week or two, it might not be so bad, but if it's a month or two, it could get interesting.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, especially with cutouts. Holy cow, that select was up, $7 here today.
Yeah, people are still eating every day, and there's the pork guys are complaining they're going to have to kill off some piglets, and the chicken guys are talking about culling herds, and the milk guys are dumping milk down the drain. So it's kind of a conundrum.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. Anything else we need to be talking about?
The energy market was bouncing around today, too. We saw another huge build in crude, 19 million barrels, just under 5 in gasoline and a little over 6 in the distillates. But at front end of crude's down at $20. That doesn't seem to want to go much lower. There's a big carry in the back end months, almost $5 a month. So that's why what these producers are doing. They're hedging that carry in the back end of the market, and so the oil's still flowing.
Brad Paulson, Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.